If you want to steal a billionaire's priceless art collection today, you know, you don't need a black turtleneck.
Right, no team of acrobats.
Yeah, no grappling hooks. You honestly just need to figure out how to trip an insurance actuary.
Which completely flips the script on what we consider high-stakes security. I mean, the threat isn't the dramatic cat burglar dodging a grid of glowing red lasers anymore. The real battleground is absolute mathematical certainty.
And that shift, that move from physical muscle to mathematical perfection, is what we are unpacking for you today. We've got our hands on a stack of just fascinating sources that reveal the reality of modern billionaire-level asset protection.
It's incredible stuff.
It really is. We are looking at a highly confidential internal document alongside a WooCommerce Enterprise Portal product page. And get this, both of these are dated exactly 2 years ago today, March 13th, 2026.
Which gives us a perfect lens into the current state of the art, right? We're looking at a product called the Sovereign Fortress Asset Protection and Digital Twin Package.
Created by a partnership between Privata Inc. and Dereticular Operations.
Yeah.
And to set the stakes for you, just to give you an idea of the tier of security we are talking about here, this single turnkey package has a base price tag of exactly $549,999.
Just massive.
Over $500,000 just for the hardware and the software to get your foot in the door.
Which, you know, immediately filters the clientele.
Yeah.
I mean, our mission for you in this deep dive is to understand how the world's most valuable physical assets are actually protected right now.
We're talking sovereign bullion, priceless fine art, rare antiquities.
Exactly. We're going to explore how the industry has essentially sprinted away from vulnerable internet-connected security systems and shifted entirely toward this model of verifiable offline digital sovereignty.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because before we can really dig into the mechanics of a $500,000 digital fortress, we need to understand the fundamental friction driving this market. Why would a facility manager spend that kind of money? Surprisingly, the ultimate driver of this extreme corporate security isn't the fear of physical theft. It's the insurance actuaries.
Yeah, if you put yourself in the shoes of, say, a Freeport manager or a museum curator or the director of a bullion depository, your biggest daily operational headache is the multi-million dollar insurance premium you have to pay just to keep the doors open.
Oh, absolutely.
And the reason those premiums are astronomically high comes down to one widely misunderstood technology, which is the cloud.
Which is wild because we've been sold this idea for over a decade that the cloud is the ultimate secure solution for everything.
Right, right.
But you're saying that for high-end asset protection, it's actually the weak link.
Yeah, for everyday convenience, you know, sharing documents, streaming media, the cloud is incredible.
Right.
But for securing $1 billion in physical gold bullion, traditional cloud security is a massive liability.
Let's break down why that is.
Well, standard internet-connected security cameras and cloud-based access logs are inherently vulnerable to remote manipulation. Internet cameras can be hacked by someone on another continent, right? Their live feeds can be looped to show an empty, quiet hallway while a robbery is actually happening.
Just like in the movies.
Exactly. And cloud access logs can be altered to erase the digital footprints of whoever opened the door. And perhaps most critically, if there is a macro grid outage, like if a storm takes out the regional internet or power grid, your cloud-dependent system is entirely blind.
I like to think of it as putting a glass door on a bank vault.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Sure, it's very convenient. You can easily see inside from anywhere to check on your stacks of money. But the problem is, so can everyone else walking by. And a glass door, no matter how thick, is fundamentally meant to be shattered.
That analogy hits the nail on the head. To an insurance underwriter like Lloyd's of London, those cloud vulnerabilities represent unverifiable blind spots.
And actuaries hate blind spots.
An actuary's entire job revolves around hating uncertainty. If an actuary cannot mathematically verify that your security system is impenetrable from remote attacks, they have to calculate your premiums based on the worst-case scenario.
Right.
And that actuarial nightmare translates directly into exorbitant insurance costs for the client. The uncertainty itself is literally costing them millions of dollars a year.
So if the cloud is a glass door, the obvious question for you, the listener holding that massive premium invoice, is, well, what is the alternative?
Right.
And according to these Privata and Dereticular documents, the alternative is a localized, entirely offline brain, a system that sees and processes everything internally, but point blank refuses to connect to the outside internet.
They excise the cloud entirely. And the core of this offline alternative is the core compute engine, We are talking about two GPU-accelerated Sentry Pro Fortress Edition clusters.
Let's dig into the physics of what those machines are actually doing, because the specs here are heavy duty. These are rack mount 4U servers. Each node has dual AI accelerator GPUs and 128 gigabytes of VRAM. For anyone who builds computers, that is a staggering amount of visual processing memory for a security system. What is it rendering that requires so much power?
It requires that computational level because it is generating a 100% air-gapped 3D volumetric digital twin of the entire secure facility in real time.
Wow.
It is essentially rendering a perfect live updating video game replica of the physical vault. It takes data from the sensors and rebuilds the room digitally, allowing the system to track every single asset, every guard, every transport cart with sub-millimeter precision.
And the critical design philosophy here is that not a single byte of that rendering ever leaves the building.
Exactly. It is hermetically sealed from the internet.
Okay, wait. I have to challenge the logic here for a second.
Sure.
I'm putting myself back in the shoes of the vault owner. If this system is entirely offline and literally zero data leaves my building, how do I prove to my insurance company that my priceless Picasso or my pallets of gold haven't been stolen?
Yeah.
If the underwriter can't log in and check the cameras, won't my premiums go right back up due to that uncertainty?
And that is the $500,000 puzzle. How do you prove something exists without showing it to anyone?
Exactly.
The Sovereign Fortress package solves this with a mechanism called the Ledger Bridge, specifically utilizing a Privada fork.
So how does this Ledger Bridge bridge the gap without using the internet?
It acts as a dedicated internal daemon-like background protocol that functions as a strict one-way communicator. It mathematically publishes a cryptographic proof-of-existence heartbeat to the external Privada ledger.
So it's not sending pictures?
Crucially, no. It does not send images. It does not send location data. It simply sends a continuous, complex cryptographic pulse that essentially says this specific asset is exactly where it is supposed to be and its physical state is unaltered.
It sounds a bit like a dead man's switch on a train.
Oh, yeah.
As long as the conductor is holding the lever down, the signal says everything is fine, keep moving. If the gold moves even a fraction of a millimeter, the switch is released, the heartbeat stops, and the train violently halts.
A very apt way to visualize it. In cryptography, this is known as a zero-knowledge proof API.
Let's break down zero-knowledge proof for a second. It's like trying to get into a club. Normally, you hand your ID to the bouncer, and he sees your name, your address, your height, your exact birth date. He learns a lot of knowledge about you just to verify you are over 21.
Right. A lot of unnecessary data.
A zero-knowledge proof is like walking up to the bouncer. A trusted machine scans your pocket, and a green light flashes on the bouncer's screen. He knows with absolute mathematical certainty that you are over 21, but he has zero knowledge of your actual age, name, or address.
Exactly. The insurers get the green light. They get absolute mathematical certainty that the asset is safe without ever having access to the internal network or the visual feeds of the vault.
And that paradigm shift entirely eliminates human error and the possibility of cloud hacking.
Yes. And because the external risk is mathematically eliminated, the underwriters are willing to grant those massive premium reductions. The hardware essentially pays for itself by hacking the insurance actuarial tables.
Which fundamentally changes the threat model.
Yeah.
The physical vault almost becomes secondary. The real vault is the digital ledger.
Precisely.
But that brings up a massive physical problem. The system has this massive AI brain, and it has this ledger bridge heartbeat. But how does it physically see the room to know the gold is there?
Right. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. A digital twin is only as accurate as the data feeding into it. If you don't have standard cameras streaming to a server, how do you eliminate the physical blind spots?
You deploy an array of extreme localized sensors. The foundational layer of this sensory network relies on what they call Vault Warden LiDAR spatial arrays. The turnkey package includes 50 of these modules for a single facility.
Let's talk about how LiDAR actually works in this context, because 50 arrays is a massive density.
It is incredibly dense. LiDAR stands for light detection and ranging. These arrays are constantly firing millions of invisible laser pulses across the physical vault every second.
Millions.
Millions. They measure exactly how long it takes for those light pulses to bounce off an object like a gold bar and return to the sensor. By calculating the speed of light, it maps the room in 3D in real time, syncing that physical geometry perfectly with the digital twin we talked about.
That's amazing.
And the sensitivity is what makes it terrifying for a thief.
Ah.
If an asset moves without a corresponding authorized cryptographic signature, the LiDAR detects the volumetric shift. It only takes a shift of greater than 2 millimeters to trigger the alarm.
2 millimeters? You couldn't even accidentally brush against a pedestal without setting this thing off.
You really couldn't. And the system doesn't just sound a siren. If that 2 millimeter shift is detected, the AI instantly communicates with what's called the industrial foreman system.
And what does that do?
Within 15 milliseconds, the foreman drops 12-volt magnetic locks across every door in the entire facility. The building is physically sealed shut before a thief could even realize they made a mistake.
Here's where it gets really interesting. I love trying to find the loophole here. Let's say the thief is incredibly clever. They've studied the LiDAR arrays. What if they try the classic Indiana Jones maneuver?
Oh, the bag of sand.
You know the scene. You slide the golden idol off the booby-trapped pedestal, and in the exact same fraction of a second, you slide a bag of sand of the exact same weight and volume into its place. If the volume taking up space in the room is exactly the same, does the 3D LiDAR get fooled?
That is a brilliant countermeasure. And honestly, relying purely on spatial volume was a known vulnerability in older Volt systems.
Huh.
The LiDAR might register the volume as unchanged if the swap is geometrically perfect.
Okay, so there is a flaw.
Well, there was. But the Sovereign Fortress introduces a second layer of sensory defense, specifically to defeat the Indiana Jones swap. This is where spectral provenance comes into play. The package includes 20 multispectral PTZ pan, PILT, zoom cameras.
So these aren't just looking at the shape or the normal color of an object. How do multispectral cameras change the game?
They look far beyond what the human eye can see. These cameras routinely zoom in on the assets and bounce different wavelengths of light, like infrared and ultraviolet, off the surface of the object.
Like scanning a barcode.
Sort of, but they are reading the unique chemical signature, the molecular fingerprint of the asset. They verify this signature against a hyper-detailed baseline scan that was taken the day the system was installed. They call this pristine baseline the golden state.
The golden state.
The cameras are constantly checking the specific pigment density of a Renaissance painting, or the microscopic weave and tension of a canvas, or even the unique micro-stamping anomalies on a freshly minted bullion bar.
Wow. So if your thief manages to swap a painting with a visually identical, perfectly sized replica,
the AI will immediately detect the microscopic chemical discrepancy in the modern paint versus the historical paint.
That is wild. It's reading the chemistry of the room, not just the layout.
Exactly. And when it detects that molecular discrepancy, the consequence is severe.
Yeah.
It doesn't just drop the magnetic locks. It instantly triggers what the protocol calls a ledger burn.
A ledger burn.
It cryptographically marks that specific asset as compromised on the external ledger. The continuous heartbeat stops. It alerts the insurers instantly that the integrity of the asset has been breached, permanently burning its verified status.
Yeah.
Even if the physical object left behind looks perfectly fine to the naked eye.
So the vault itself is an impenetrable, mathematically perfect box.
Mm.
But if you think about a museum or a freeport, it isn't just a static box. It's a living, breathing ecosystem.
Very true.
Artifacts need very specific climates to avoid degrading. And eventually a client is going to want to actually move their gold or sell their paintings. How does a fortress that is so profoundly paranoid handle the physical environment and the logistics of moving things around?
It handles it by expanding the security system into a full infrastructure manager. They call it the peripheral defense. And it begins with a climate grid. Because remember, a slight change in humidity can be just as destructive to a priceless antiquity as a thief with a crowbar.
The documents outline that they use 150 industrial foreman micronodes for this. And what's fascinating to me is it says this hardware is derived from precision agricultural technology.
Yeah. AgTech is perfectly suited for this level of environmental paranoia. These micronodes are designed to keep delicate crops alive in harsh conditions. In the vault, they monitor ambient humidity, micro fluctuations in temperature, biological spore counts in the air, and trace gas leaks. It ensures the environment remains in perfect stasis.
Okay, so the air is locked down. What about the logistics? When an armored truck rolls up to take a pallet of gold to the airport, how does an air gap system handle the transfer?
This is where the Sovereign Fortress starts to sound like science fiction. It uses autonomous armored handlers. The package comes with 10 Nomad Fleet kits. These kits integrate directly into the CAN bus of the authorized transport trucks.
The CAN bus. For those unfamiliar, that's the controller area network. It's essentially the central nervous system of a modern vehicle, controlling everything from the engine to the door locks.
Precisely. When an authorized armored truck arrives at the loading bay, it doesn't talk to a human guard. The truck automatically initiates a cryptographic handshake with the vault's certificate authority.
Okay.
Once the math checks out, the system signs the digital customs manifests, opens the heavy exterior gates, and dispatches an internal AGV automated guided vehicle to drive out and retrieve the cargo.
Picture this scene for a second. It is incredibly eerie. It might be pitch black in a subterranean lead-lined bunker because robots don't need the lights on to see.
Right.
And this automated cart just rolls silently across the floor, handling millions of dollars with zero human interaction.
And inside that subterranean vault, standard GPS signals cannot penetrate. So the AGVs use GPS-denied dead reckoning.
How does that work?
They navigate using internal gyroscopes, wheel rotation sensors, and the LiDAR grid to move with absolute precision in the dark. The entire loading and unloading process is automated, geofenced, and secured by cryptography.
But there's still human guards on the perimeter, right?
Oh, sure.
If the vault is sealed, air-gapped, and buried underground behind lead-lined walls, how do the guards or the administrative staff even communicate without plugging into the internet?
The system projects its own localized communication canopy. It uses 30 Nomad Forge points to create a private 5G network exclusively within the facility footprint.
Ah, so a completely private cell network.
Yes. It penetrates those Faraday-shielded subterranean vaults, ensuring that the guards' radios, the AGVs, and the administrative nodes never drop their connection to the internal brain, but they can never browse the web.
The administrative nodes caught my eye as well. The package includes two legal and customs nodes running sovereign executive AI. They use OCR optical character recognition to automatically read, verify, and cryptographically sign high-value customs declarations.
Yeah, it essentially replaces the bureaucracy.
But the most surprising inclusion to me is the VIP tactical medical node.
It is a profoundly necessary detail when you consider the environment.
Because if a billionaire client is visiting their collection, or a security guard has a sudden medical emergency inside this completely isolated fortress, you can't exactly pull out your smartphone and look up their medical history or call for telemedicine over the cloud.
The VIP medical node solves that by providing an isolated, IPPA-compliant AI medical database stored locally. If there is a cardiac event or an injury, the medical details and vital signs are logged via secure voice-to-text directly into the isolated system.
That's incredibly well thought out.
It provides immediate triage protocols and emergency care guidance without ever exposing the client's sensitive health data to external servers. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the Sovereign Fortress doesn't just secure a room.
It transforms a simple storage building into a sovereign mini-city. It controls the oxygen, the transport, the guard communications, and the legal paperwork, all governed by one unified offline intelligence.
But building a perfect mathematical mini-city introduces a glaring vulnerability. Systems are incredibly logical, but they're ultimately managed by humans.
Right.
And humans are corruptible, they make mistakes, and they panic.
Which is the perfect pivot. You can build an impenetrable box, but what happens when the threat isn't an external thief? What happens when the call is coming from inside the house?
Yeah, the inside job.
The engineers at Privada and Deriticular clearly anticipated this because the internal document includes an extensive risk register that dictates exactly how the system reacts to extreme scenarios.
And the extremity begins before the system is even turned on. The fulfillment workflow alone is intense. You don't just order this online. It requires a massive wire transfer, strict NDAs, and their engineering team completely auditing your vault's CAD blueprints alongside your insurance board.
Even the hardware provisioning is fascinating. They put the GPU clusters through thermal burn-in stress tests to ensure the silicon won't fail under pressure. And every single server chassis is sealed with physical tamper-evident epoxy before it is shipped via armed secure freight.
They don't mess around.
Not at all. But let's look at the operational risks. Let's talk about the insider threat. What if a rogue vault manager who has legitimate administrative access decides to steal a gold bar? What stops them from manually altering the digital twin to make it look like the bar is still sitting on the shelf?
It is the oldest problem in security. Mm-hmm. Who watches the watchman? The mitigation built into the Sovereign Fortress is called a multi-sig ledger architecture.
Multi-sig, meaning multiple signatures.
All right, let me explain how that works. The core audit logs of the digital twin are completely immutable. They cannot be edited or erased by a single user. If the LiDAR detects a missing asset, the system instantly flags it. If the rogue manager attempts to manually override and silence that alert, the system blocks them.
So they're locked out.
To clear a high-level alert, the architecture requires multi-signature cryptographic authorization.
It's like the nuclear launch keys in a submarine. One person turning a key does nothing.
Exactly. The rogue manager would need their own cryptographic key, PLUS, the key of the remote dereticular engineering team, Andy, the key of the insurance underwriter, all signing off simultaneously to clear the alert. Collusion becomes mathematically impossible for a single bad actor.
So you cannot trick the software. What about environmental sabotage? What if an attacker realizes they can't breach the vault doors, so they attack the infrastructure? They cut the main power to the climate control, hoping to intentionally destroy the delicate antiquities inside or force the doors to open in a panic.
The AgTech micronodes we discussed earlier are built for this. Those environmental sensors run on independent battery backups. If an attacker cuts the power and the nodes detect even a 1% deviation in temperature or humidity, they don't rely on the main server to send an alert.
How do they communicate them?
They use a localized LoRaWAN network.
LoRaWAN. That's long-range wide area network. It's a low-power radio frequency protocol that can transmit small packets of data over long distances without needing traditional Wi-Fi or cellular grids.
Right. The nodes use that independent radio protocol to instantly route an emergency ping to the deep admin protocol, automatically firing up the facility's localized backup generators to stabilize the climate before the artifacts suffer any degradation.
Okay, I have one final scenario for you. The ultimate physical heist.
Let's hear it.
Let's say a highly coordinated, heavily armed crew manages to breach the exterior gates. They overpower the guards. They somehow avoid triggering the 12-volt magnetic locks, and they walk right past the multispectral cameras. They find the server room.
Okay, they're in deep.
What if they decide to just physically rip the Sentry Pro GPU server, the entire brain of the operation, right out of the rack, throw it in the back of a van, and drive away to extract the data at their own lab?
That is the nightmare scenario for any localized system. Physical node extraction. And the sovereign fortress mitigation for this is arguably the most aggressive and fascinating feature of the entire package. They call it volumetric chassis defense.
How does a server defend itself from being kidnapped?
The Sentry Pro server doesn't just map the vault, it maps its own physical body. It has internal LiDAR sensors and gyroscopes built directly into the metal chassis.
Cow.
It constantly monitors its own orientation and spatial volume. If the server detects unauthorized physical movement, if it feels itself being aggressively pulled from the server rack without the proper cryptographic maintenance protocols engaged, it executes a zero-day self-destruct.
A self-destruct. It physically detonates.
Not with explosives, but digitally, the destruction is absolute. In a matter of milliseconds, the system permanently encrypts its own NVMe storage drives.
So it locks the data.
It scrambles the hard drives with an unbreakable cryptographic key that it immediately throws away. Simultaneously, it floods and purges its own RAM. It completely and irreversibly self-destructs its own memory.
That is insane.
Even if the thieves manage to muscle the physical server into their van, they are driving away with a completely useless, mathematically bricked piece of metal. All the tracking data, the entire digital twin, the cryptographic keys, gone instantly.
So what does this all mean? We started this deep dive by talking about Hollywood laser grids, thick steel vault doors, and acrobatic thieves. But looking closely at the mechanics of the Sovereign Fortress, it is clear that the definition of extreme security has completely evolved.
It really has.
It is no longer about physical barriers. It is about immutable, mathematically verifiable truths. It's an incredible synthesis of precision, biological climate monitoring, real-time digital twins, and unyielding cryptographic sovereignty. It replaces human error and physical vulnerability with absolute mathematical certainty.
And if we step back and look at the broader implications, this raises a deeply profound question, one that extends far beyond just securing fine art or gold bullion.
Exactly.
If a localized AI system like the Sovereign Fortress can perfectly digitize, track, and mathematically verify the golden state and the very existence of a physical object, all without a single human ever needing to look at it, what happens to the value of trust in the human world?
That is the real friction here.
As our highest-end security systems entirely eliminate human verification because humans are considered the weak link, are we moving toward a future where we inherently trust cryptographic ledgers, zero-knowledge proofs, and multispectral AI more than we trust our own eyes?
That is a wild, lingering thought to leave on. The era of the cat burglar hanging from the ceiling wire is officially dead. The real security is knowing that if you shift a priceless painting by 2 millimeters, a mathematical equation will lock you in the dark before you can even blink.
It's a whole new world.
Imagine holding the keys to that system. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the Sovereign Fortress. Keep questioning the world around you, keep exploring the mechanisms behind the curtain, and we'll see you next time.